Page 66. 4.5. Another way of life. Vocabulary. Eco-living. 1. 2.25. Listen and repeat. 1. They go fishing. 2. They trade fish for food. 3. They collect rubbish from the sea. 2. The photos show what people living in the Ha Long Bay floating villages in Vietnam do. Look and say. They go fishing. Backpacker Ben. It's my last day in Vietnam. It's sad, but I've got some amazing memories from my time here. The one that really stands out is my trip to a floating village in Ha Long Bay. When I visited in March, I was fascinated to see houses floating on wooden rafts in the bay. The villagers were friendly and invited me to stay for a while. I jumped at the chance. The main activity in the village was fishing. I even caught a few fish myself. The villagers usually trade them for food, but we ate mine for dinner. Delicious. While I was staying in the village, I also noticed villagers collecting rubbish from the sea. It was hard work, but they didn't mind, because they were helping preserve the bay and their way of life. I certainly hope they succeed. I'd love to visit again one day. But for now it's goodbye, Vietnam. Next stop, Cambodia. Post a comment. Reading. 3. How easy or difficult is it to live in floating villages? Why? Give reasons. 2.26. Listen and read to find out. 4. Read the text and answer the questions in your notebook. 1. What does Ben say about the floating village in Ha Long Bay? 2. How did Ben feel when the villagers asked him to stay? 3. What do the villagers do with most of their fish? 4. Why do the villagers collect rubbish from the bay? 5. Explain the words in bold in the text. You can use your dictionary. 6. Think. Design a floating village in a big lake. Think about location, what the houses look like, what people do there. Present the village to the class.